Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Confessions of a Spirit Messenger show, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. I'm your host, and I will be talking about our personal truth today, what that really means, how to find your personal truth, and what it really means to live an intuitive life, which is really the essence of what this show has been about from the beginning. I'm going to return to my roots. I will start off with a little bit of a reading here. I actually pulled a card from one of my very favorite decks. It's called Medicine Cards by Jamie Sams and David Carson, St. Martin's Press, available on Amazon or in any of the wonderful Barnes & Noble bookstores out there. So the card that I'm pulling today is the Black Panther. Black Panther is representative of embracing the unknown. I'm just going to read a portion of what it says here in the accompanying book with the deck, because it's really beautiful. It's actually a poem, a short poem for each card that's before the explanation that's beautiful. O midnight jaguar, wash me with your courage and steel me with your grace, so I may know the value of the void of time and space. Teach me all your lessons, how to face the dark unknown. Then let me bravely leap into the shadows all alone. Absolutely gorgeous. I love this. Black Panther has always been one of my totem animals. It's kind of floated in and out depending on what kind of issues I was having in my life. the same way that there are spirit guides that will come in if there's a specific problem because it's their specialty, there are also animal spirits that will come in that will help you at certain times. And in times when I have felt I've been in darkness or something has been urging me to move forward and to do it independently on my own without having to ask someone else for their approval or permission, this is when Panther has appeared. And this is another one of those times. I am a person who has always sort of, I've been raised in this kind of like Catholic Italian sort of household, and you're always taught basically to find out what the expectations of you are and then to meet them. That's sort of how it's worked. So when you're asked to step into a completely different environment, when you now have to be the leader and just push forward without anyone else's input, without anyone else's permission, without anyone else's set of expectations, this can be challenging. I know I'm not alone in this. Having to break away from the pack, do something different, and be that example that inspires other people to do something with their lives is not an easy thing. It just isn't. And for most of my life, I've preferred to be in the shadows, like Panther, you know, the shadow. I've just preferred not to be in front of anyone. And so things are happening with me that are in line with this. When I pull a card, it's always so dead on. I trust my hands to select the cards. I trust spirit to give me what I need. Things have been happening that are definitely in line with this. For example, I currently do have a job, but I'm still looking for something more in my field. And who knows what my field is anymore. It used to be marketing. I don't know what it is anymore. Now I'm just kind of trying to broaden my scope. I hooked up with a recruiter. The recruiters do not tell you who they're sending your resume to. They only give you an idea of the location of the place, the nature of the industry, and a little bit of the job description and daily duties. So this happened, and my recruiter called me and said, yeah, I've got this job, and I'd like to submit you for it. Okay, fantastic. Well, I followed up a couple of days later, and she said, no, you know, I think they had gone with someone they interviewed this past week, or, you know, I think the job is gone. And I was like, oh, okay, so, you know, move along. And then I got to work and found out from my boss that the job that I was submitted for is for a company that is owned by the brother of the man who owns the company I currently work for. What? Fantastic, right? I'm sort of this invisible little blip on the radar. And then all of a sudden, you know, this man sees my resume, which if that was me, I'd say, oh, she works for my brother's company. I'm going to call over there and check out, see who she is. I would have done the same thing. But what happened was this email went out to, like, everyone in the company asking who I was. And all of a sudden, I was just naked, hanging in front of everyone. And that's the worst possible feeling for me. I don't like to be in front of people. So it's like, here's the universe again in this comical way saying, Nicole, get out there. It's okay to be in front of people. People will look at you and see something in themselves that's reflected back. It's not all about you. Yes, I totally get that. But in the day-to-day stuff, you know, in the get a cup of coffee, fill up the gas tank, go to work, make sure your paperwork's done, you forget about these things. It's the higher power, the higher picture, the higher perspective that we should be letting drive our lives. But instead, we wake up, we come from this reactionary place where we open our eyes and see what's around us before we make decisions about what we're supposed to do. The opposite is really what should be happening. Now, I'm not going to say that that's a hard and steadfast rule, because I do believe that there is a blending of these things that happens when things are in perfect harmony. It's not only about pushing forward from the inside. Sometimes it is about observing what's going on in the outside and having a continual feedback loop that allows you to make your decisions and understand and have perspective. I mean, life is amazing. When you really look at it from that perspective, it's amazing. And this show has always been for the purpose of helping people understand the difference between just living a reactionary life and living an intuitive life where you wake up every day and before you even open your eyes, you're thanking Spirit for what you have, you're grateful for things that are to come, and you move for your day, having had that discussion with your people, with divinity, with however you decide that is your spiritual practice. The world looks different. Now, because today's show is about personal truth, of course, I'm always going to talk about myself. You know, not a big surprise to anyone. I was a communications major in college. Big Howard Stern fan, of course, you know, not because I'm into, like, you know, boobs and strippers or anything like that, but just because I admire somebody who's willing to go out there and put it out, which is funny because that's what I'm always being asked to do and I never want to do it. So big Howard Stern fan. One of the things that always struck me about him is that he did inject his own personal experiences into what he talked about. And what I liked about that is the only truth you can ever really know is your own personal truth, is your own personal experience of the world, how you felt about it, how you reacted to it. It's not about facts. Truth is not about facts. Let me reiterate that. The truth and facts are not the same thing. Truth has a different spirit. Truth has a different meaning. In order for you to know truth, you have to experience truth. You can read a book about the Kalahari, or you can go there. It's not the same thing. The book will give you facts. The trip will give you the experience and what it feels like and how you experience being there. Truth is something intensely personal. Now, having said that, if you're all still with me out there, which, by the way, thank you for being with me. I appreciate all the listeners, and honestly, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for being there, and I hope that I'm helping you as a result of you being here. The way that intuition, psychic ability, and even mediumship have been portrayed are not entirely truthful. What do I mean by that? I mean that marketing has really permeated every facet of our lives. And one of the things, well, I'll probably get into this later too, but I've noticed that the keys to marketing are appealing to the seven deadly sins. you know, the things that people want. And the things that are in our human nature that we don't feel we have complete control over, they're just cravings. You know, the lust, the greed, the gluttony, the sloth. These are all things you can see in any single, you know, advertisement. Radio advertising, mostly television, because you get the great visuals. You know, the beer commercials with the hot chicks. And you got right there, you got a little bit of gluttony going on, a little bit of lust going on. They appeal to these things because they're primal in us. And that's the whole thing with marketing. Now, because we live in a capitalistic society here in America, because we live in a world where you need to make money in order to survive, people who have abilities have gone out and had to market their abilities so that they can give what they have to offer to the world, but also in return be able to live and survive, not necessarily having to live high off the hog, although there are a few of them out there, which I'm sure you're aware of as well, that have done that. But once money enters the equation, now there's a marketing thing going on. Now you need to position things in a way where people really want to come and spend money and, you know, come to you for your services. Unfortunately, as a result of that, we got Miss Cleo, if any of you guys remember all that. Basically, people have this crazy notion that they can either do it themselves or go to someone else, and that Spirit will give them solid, factual, timeline evidence of what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and everything is going to be okay. It kind of doesn't work that way. Now, I'm not going to say there aren't seers out there, because there are, and I know that specifically, like, Alison Dubois is very good at the psychic work and getting, you know, facts and information. But when it comes to guidance, when it comes to your life, when it comes to making your decisions, walking your path, honoring your spirit as well as your free will, as well as your human self, the guide people will give you guidance. They're not going to give you direction. If you're getting specific directions to do one thing or another, I suggest you take a look at your source. It may not be coming from where you think it's coming from. Intuition is a wonderful, marvelous thing. Now, having said that, I'm leading somewhere with this. You know, I wish you could see me right now. The hand gestures are just, they're just like ballet right now. Basically, let's say, for example, from my life, you know, I was down in Texas. Things weren't going well with my marriage. Things were not going well financially. And, of course, like everyone else, I prayed. Please help me. Please send me something, someone that will allow me to move past this experience, or at least to move through this experience and get to the next place I need to be, the next level I need to be at. You may think that would come in the form of winning the lottery. Maybe you wish that. You may think it will come in the form of a new job that pays you somewhere in the six figures, just out of the blue. And it can happen that way. More times than not, something, it's almost like adding a drop of something into a little beaker and a chemical reaction happens. Sometimes it's a violent chemical reaction and then it simmers down and you've got a brand new compound, and this is kind of how Spirit works. For me, the help that I asked for came in the the form of my marriage basically being over. There was a straw that broke the camel's back. Don't necessarily need to tell you what that was, although I'm sure some of you probably already know. That's what did it. That's what got me out of that. That was the catalyst that I asked for. Was it a fantastic thing? Absolutely not. It was painful. It was emotionally painful as well as logistically complicated in terms of how everything was going to work. I was 2,000 miles away from anyone I knew, having to deal with all of this. But guess what? That's the help that I asked for. That is the way that it came. And, yeah, I mean, maybe that may seem negative to some people, but guess what? This is what happens more often than not. It's not going to be the random check in the mail for most people. It's going to be something that is probably painful and uncomfortable to the point where you have to make a change or you're just going to be miserable. And most of us are not comfortable with a certain level of misery. We tend to get used to the level of pain that we're in, And we let it stay that way because, you know, it's like the devil that you know. When something pushes you over the edge and it's a little too painful, that's when you're forced to make a change. And, you know, a lot of things happen as a result of that. You get angry, you get upset, you get depressed. These are all part of this new compound that's coming out of what was added into the mix to propel you to the next level. And it's really just an ever-changing thing. It just happen once and then your life is great. Intuition, guidance, psychic ability do not take away the challenges in your life that you will have to go through in order to be here. I do believe that we choose to come here. I do believe that we have a contract with ourselves to experience certain things. And I don't know if everyone out there that's listening is old enough to remember these books, but I also believe that it's just like those books that I read. They were like adventure books when I was like maybe in the fourth or fifth grade. You'd get to a certain page and it was like, if you take the sword out of the stone, turn to page 20. If you turn and walk away down the other path, turn to page 15. And there are those choices that you are allowed to make on your journey. Everything is not set in stone. However, I do believe there are milestones that we have set into place that are. But that's something that is hard for most of us to grasp, you know. It's hard for somebody who has leukemia to grasp that they actually came here to experience leukemia. And I do believe that a lot of these illnesses are a result of what we came here to learn. I mean, what can things like that teach you? I mean, crazy, amazing things. The value of life, how precious things are, to see beauty in things where you may not have seen them before because you just took it all for granted. To realize that the nature of being human is so different from maybe what most of us that are just walking around healthy, taking it for granted, think it is. There's just a lot of things that we don't take into consideration because we get stuck into this treadmill way of living. And this is this way, and that's that way. It's always going to be that way. That's the way it's supposed to be. And then change makes you spiral out of control just because you just can't get your head around it. Cultivating a relationship with your divine self, if you even want to call yourself that. You know, some people say higher self. Some people just say, you know, with God or divinity, however you want to put it. I feel as though we put labels and definitions on things that really don't need them, but in order for our human brains to understand them, this is what we do. There are two selves. You have your divine self. You have your human self. Your human self is ruled by ego. Your divine self is ruled by spirit. These two things need to blend together in order for your life to really be whole. We do come here to feel separate, but at some point we realize that we're not. And I think that's part of the magic of being human and the magic of being here on this planet with everybody else that's on here, because we're not meant to do it all by ourselves. But when you have this intuitive guidance, remember that it is just that, that it is not a command, that it is not a pill that will cure all of your ails. Do not expect to go to a psychic who will tell you you're going to meet the man of your dreams, get married, have a house, be debt-free, and both die in each other's arms at 75 in your sleep. I think that's how probably most of us would like to live our lives. I don't necessarily know that that's ever going to happen. I mean, it's in the realm of possibilities, don't get me wrong, but the challenges that we have are presented to us for a reason, and we signed up for a lot of them. This is the philosophy that I come from. This is why I choose not to define myself by one religion or another, or even by one spiritual practice or another. I am more about humanity. I am more about divinity. If there was such a combination that existed out there that left no limits on what I can believe and the way that my spirit can change over time because it is introduced to new information and new experiences, I would gladly embrace it. At the moment, I know of no such faith. The closest that I have is the church that I do belong to, which is a pagan type church. It is based on God being both male and female. It is also based on charity and service to humanity, helping others who need it, and realizing that we are all here to assist one another and not to fight one another. That's the closest I can get to my personal truth. I'm grateful for it. I wish there was a a name or one organization or something that all of us could kind of go to and have that experience. I really don't like limits. I really don't like any of these things, limitations of any kind. I just think to put limits on God is wrong. But that's me, my bugaboo, not everybody's. So when it comes to guidance, that's what we get. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know, for, the past maybe 9 months or so, I have returned here from Texas. I've had to regroup. I came home thinking I was a failure. I came home. I didn't ever want to come back to Massachusetts. Surprise, surprise. I don't really like it here. It's too crowded. People are rude. No, this is just a generalization that I'm making based on the goodly experiences that I've had. It's not 100% all in one direction. I realize that. But generally speaking, I'm not very happy in this state. The taxes are high. There's just a struggle that goes on here that I didn't see in Texas, and I really enjoyed Texas. I just couldn't stay there anymore because I couldn't make it work. So here I was thinking I came back here, and I was a huge failure because my career hadn't worked out down there. My marriage hadn't worked out. I wasn't able to find a way to sustain myself. That was one perspective. As soon as I came home, my grandfather got sick. Not too long after that, my mother lost her vision almost completely. I needed to be here. There is something higher than myself, higher than my ego, much more expanded awareness that is working to make things work from a higher perspective, not just from what I think is the way it should be, you know? And I realized that. Now, as a result of that, I sort of, you know, haven't been working too hard on developing myself professionally or in any other way, really, because I've been devoting myself to trying to help my family. Family is a big lesson for me in this life. I have reflected on it, and I started realizing that a few years ago, actually. And I'm a 9 life path, which if you're into numerology, 9 people are completing the cycle. They're people that are at the end, and they're getting ready to kind of wrap things up. Family tends to be a big issue for 9 people. And just a little FYI, the way you get your life path number is you add up all of the digits of your birth date, month, day, and year, single digits all the way across, and then if there's 2 digits at the end, you add them together. Mine happens to be 9. So here I was thinking I was a failure for coming home when coming home was the absolute right thing to do, and had my marriage not failed, I would not have come home. I would not have come back for the reasons that I just told you. What motivation would I have had to come here? So spirit sets up these scenarios for you, and your divine self is a part of this that helps you get to the places you need to be, not necessarily through the most positive ways that you would choose for yourself. So what I want everyone to understand is, even though I have a very highly tuned intuition and things have come to me that other people would say, oh, I wish I knew that, or it doesn't necessarily change things or make them any better. One of the things that I kind of kept from everyone that I was just afraid of the reaction I would get is I asked my people when my grandfather was going to pass. He was very, very sick. He had cancer. He wasn't the person he was anymore. I was given that information. Not as specific as some other people may have gotten it, but I was given the information that he would pass and it would be summer. Everyone else in my family on that side has lived to like high 90s, 100. He was only 86, 87. We didn't think this was going to happen. I mean, logically speaking, you'd think, nah, he's going to be fine. We've all beat this. We can do it. It's fine. My people told me the summer. And he passed away 3 days after summer solstice, literally. And I knew about it, but guess what? Summer's a couple of months long. It didn't impact me the way you think it would impact you. Like, you'd be able to make preparations and everything would be fine. Knowing sometimes doesn't help. It doesn't prevent you from having to go through the motions and doing the things that have to be done in order to move through and learn your lesson and get to the next thing. That's only one thing. I got a couple of other pieces of information, and, you know, I didn't understand them. I thought, you know, my grandmother actually came through and told me something specific, very specific. And I thought, why is she telling me this? I don't even know how this would come about. And then it happened. And I had to realize that it wasn't the magic potion that was coming that I thought, but it was a means to an end. And I thought, this is amazing. Like, I am being looked after. I am loved. I am connected. And living my life from that place is the only way that I can now. After all of these years where I talked myself out of messages, I talked myself out of information, I told myself for years, oh, Nicole, you're just talking to yourself. And it was just my ego saying, I'm not worthy, or why me? Do I really liken myself to somebody who is privileged enough to have this sort of information come to them? We're all worthy. We can all connect. One of the things I wrote on my Facebook page, which, by the way, guys, go to my Facebook page, Confessions of a Spirit Messenger. Like my page. I don't post a ton. I'm not going to clog up your news feed with a bunch of garbage. I post only what comes to me in spirit to post, because that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to pump myself up. I am here to be a servant of spirit, to do what is asked of me, and that's really it. It's total surrender for me, guys. You may not believe it, but it's true. And I'm probably one of the only people you're going to meet out there that truly believes that this is my job and that I actually follow it, regardless as to, you know, what other people out there might be saying. But I just post it. And one of the things I posted was, oh my gosh, now I'm going to have to like pull it up so that I can actually read it. Bear with me. Also, don't forget to visit the blog at confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com. That's another website of mine. That's actually my blog. It has tons of information. Sift through it. Go through the archives. Just have some fun in there. I talk about how we can all communicate with our loved ones because we're wired for it. If you imagine every person in your family, every ancestor you've ever had before you, and all of the blending of the DNA that has come through your bloodline and resulted in the being that you are, it's almost like having millions of microchips, tiny pieces of everyone that came before you implanted in your body. You are everyone that has ever come before you, and therefore you have a direct connection to all of them. I mean, I look at the picture of my grandmother and I wish, oh, I wish that she was here. I wish that I could, you know, speak with her. This was before I knew I was actually speaking with her. And I mean, really, touch your hand. Look at your hands, your skin, your eyes. All of these things that make you up are the building blocks that came from all of your ancestors. You are your ancestors. Reach out to them. Reach out to their spirits. You're connected. You can ask them for help, but be aware that the help you get might not be the help you want. Ultimately, it is the thing you need, and you need to trust. And surrender are the keys to living a balanced spiritual life. There's not a lot. I mean, I can't say much more about it because it is such a simple concept, but I can't reiterate that enough. With that, I'm going to wrap up the show. I hope that you've taken a little bit of something from today and take it with you through the rest of the week. Please join me next week. Just to kind of get the ball rolling again. And as always, walk with the light of spirit with one foot in each world. Namaste. Blessings to all of you. I wish you nothing but peace, love, and good happiness stuff for the week. And I do hope that you'll all join me. ConfessionsOfASpiritMessenger.com. Find me on Facebook. Email me your questions. I love to hear from my fans. And have a great week. Thank you, everyone.